John chapter 12, 16 to 20. These things his disciples did not understand at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The crowd, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead testified. For this reason the crowd also went and met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see that you are not doing anything worthwhile. Behold, the world has gone after him." And there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast.
At this point, according to the worldly view, Jesus was in his golden time. The raising up of Lazarus from the dead was such a miracle that it shook all the people. It was a real miracle for a dead person, buried for 4 days and even stinking, to be raised up. Because the Lord had raised Lazarus from the dead, a great crowd of the Jews highly esteemed him and warmly welcomed him. They welcomed him by shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Humanly speaking, this very hour was the most glorious time for the Lord while he was on earth. All the people praised him, welcomed him, honored him, and respected him. Even the Greeks came to seek him. The Jewish people welcomed him, and the Gentiles, the Greeks, sought to follow him. The Lord Jesus, however, was not excited. The greater the welcome, the more calm he became. The more he was sought after, the colder he was to those who sought for him. He told the seekers that he was a grain of wheat.